Hallo und herzlich willkommen zu deinem Podcast hier bei Why Yoga. From a Body, Mind and Soul Awareness. Schön, dass du wieder eingeschaltet hast. Ich bin Isabel Panther und zusammen mit Jessica Dieterich steigen wir jeden Mittwoch tiefer in die Welt von Yoga ein. This is an English podcast interview with Julie Nicole French and we are talking about authentic relating. What authentic relating stands out and how you can too have more authentic conversations directly after this podcast. There will be a German subtitle on YouTube, so have fun with this podcast and let us know how you liked it. Welcome back to a new podcast episode here on Why Yoga. So today I have the honor to interview Julie.
Hello.
Hi. Julie and I, we met in an authentic relating group, actually in her authentic relating group, so she was hosting it, and I got totally curious about what authentic relating is, and that's the reason why I'm now interviewing Julie about authentic relating, to get also you to know authentic relating and Julie. So Julie, happy welcome, I'm so happy to have you here.
Yeah, it's good to be there.
And do you want to introduce yourself
a bit
further?
All right, I am Julie French. I am a self-love coach and an authentic relating facilitator, amongst many other hats that I love to wear in my life. World traveler. A seeker of awe and joy in life. Yeah.
I like that. That's how we met. So, for someone who is listening the first time to authentic relating, could you explain what is an authentic relating circle and what is authentic relating?
Absolutely. So,
let me just put this down so
my hands are free. Essentially, there are three levels of conversation. The first level is what most of us call surface talk, right? So it's like the informational level. This is who I am, this is what I do, this is what I like. These are my stories of life. Second level is emotional level. Now, this could be emotion to what we're feeling within kind of our minds and our thoughts for emotion and into our body, an emotional body. Mm-hmm. And authentic relating really gets into that, like observing what these sensations within our body are because they tell us something. Mm-hmm. And the deeper level is like interpersonal and relational. So how I am sitting with you right now, how does it feel? I feel expansive in my body at this moment. I feel light, I feel joy, I feel almost a bit tingly, being on camera kind of feeling, right? So it's, this is authentically how I'm feeling in this present moment with you. Mm-hmm. And that's more of authentic relating.
Okay, and the authentic relating circles?
Yes, the circles. So,
I call it circle, I mean,
it's also known as circling. So yes, exactly. So essentially you get into groups of partners, one-on-one, groups of three, which also is known as triads, and you can have groups of four or the entire group all at once, and you're all connecting. So either you're doing partner work, back and forth, partner A, partner B, or you have a few people. So that's kind of how it's set up for circling.
Okay. Can you make an example for one of the group works?
Absolutely. One thing I really love doing, which seems to be something that everyone loves to finish with, is a triad. So we have like three people together, and it's a, kind of what we call popcorn style. So I have a sentence done, like something, or if you really knew me, you'd know that. And then each person says a little quick sentence about themselves or something vulnerable I'd like to share about myself is, and then each person goes. And another one that I really love is just the partner's communication of two people, because partner B has to listen with their whole selves when partner A is speaking, and vice versa. So it's a practice of learning to be fully present and be there and honor yourself and the other person while they're speaking, without thinking, oh, I need to say this next, or I gotta hold on to this thought, let that go. And it's just being present. Yeah.
I love that. It's also like these three levels of authentic relating, like getting deeper into it, like step by step.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Nice, thank you. So, how did you come to authentic relating? I mean, probably you haven't grown up with it, or maybe.
No, not at all.
So, how does it found you, or how does you found it?
Yeah, that's funny. Actually, my life was quite opposite of that before. I was very closed off. I didn't really know how to get deeper in conversations. And I was because of that, I attracted other people who were almost like, in a way, emotionally unavailable, even romance and friendships, because of that lack of ability to go deeper. And I didn't have it, so therefore it just was always what I had. And therefore I kind of had this like craving to get deeper with people, but I had no tools. I didn't know what to do. And I was in Bali, and I was at the Sunday Udara dance. And this amazing soul, this wonderful woman named Nora, spoke up at the end and talked about this thing that she calls also conversational intimacy, is her name of it. And I love the way she describes it. She's amazing. And I went and immediately was hooked. I was just like blown away. I felt like I was vibrating after. I felt so healed because I felt like I could really get to know people and really be seen and heard for who I really am, without needing to be anything else.
Yeah.
And so from then on, I went to every single one that she offered, every single circle that other people offered in the area. I went and took the courses. I started doing more online, and I was like, yeah, on the rocket ship of authentic relating.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. And then you started to host your own circles.
Yeah. And then it's obviously since all this world shenanigans has been happening, it not in person is quite common. There's a lot of AR circles that are around the world on Zoom, and so some areas, some people can have it in person, so that's why this has been happening here.
I like that. When I've been to your authentic relating circle, and you spoke about the five principles of the authentic relating, and I thought they are super powerful, so maybe do you want to share them?
Of course. So yeah, they're like five agreements or five principles. The first one is to welcome everything. So this means welcoming your emotions, your thoughts, your energies, your judgments. Your triggers is a very important thing to welcome, because it teaches you quite a lot about yourself, right? When we're triggered, there's something to look in there. This is a learning lesson. There's some growth within that.
Yeah.
So by acknowledging and welcoming the triggers, then we can actually grow from them rather than run and shame ourselves for feeling them. And so it's also about welcoming everything within the other person as well. Yeah, that's a huge part. It's just welcoming everything that shows up, bodily sensations, anything.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not holding it down and just
exactly.
Let it go. Yeah.
And the second one is to assume nothing. So that's a hard one, especially in the world we're living in today. So it's just really important to check our assumptions. And by the reason why typically why we put an assumption in is because it's an unknown, and therefore we take something from our previous life experience and we place it into this moment to push in an assumption to like cover up the unknown. But what that does is it actually puts us in the past, not in the present moment. And authentic relating is all about being in the present moment. So by checking your assumption, it brings you right back.
Yeah.
And you can say something like, hey, I have an assumption that you blah, blah, blah. Is that true? Or I have a story. Or I imagine that you do this. Is that true?
Yeah.
And just by checking.
Yeah.
It's an incredible thing when we learn to check our assumptions.
Oh, yes.
Absolutely. The third is to reveal your experience. So if we cannot reveal who we are, we can't be seen for who we are.
Yeah.
Right? So if we put on this poker face and we're happy, happy, bypassing, you know, spiritual bypassing, because we do this also because we have a rejection within ourselves of any kind of negativity or so self-imposed negative thoughts, or we are so scared of being exiled or unaccepted by other people if we're not positive, good bow is happy vibes, And that, I mean, obviously it's good to have that, but that's not being real. Yeah. That's not like revealing who you really are. Mm-hmm. So let's say you're a traveler and you show up at a coffee shop and you're talking with somebody and you're really actually having a hard time with loneliness, and they say, how's it going? You know, in authentic relating, you would say, actually, right now I'm feeling a lot of loneliness and it feels like this in my body, or I'm feeling this way. However, the pressures that we have in our societal way of living today is to put on this happy face mm-hmm. and to be like, I'm great. I'm grateful for life. You know, really actually feeling quite shitty.
Yeah.
And by doing that, revealing your experience, you're also giving other people the opportunity to do that themselves. You're giving them the permission.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure any of us can recall a moment in their lives where someone else has said something by being real mm-hmm. and it gave you the feeling that you can do it too.
Yeah.
And that's what you can be for other people.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So the other one is owning your experience. Mm-hmm. So owning your experience helps you reclaim your power. It moves you from a disempowered to an empowered state. Now, if I'll say two sentences to you right now, and you can tell me which one is more powerful for me to own and me to say. So the first one would be, when we get closer to people, it can be scary for us, because it means that we have to open our hearts. Mm. Or, if I said, when I get closer to someone, it can be scary for me, because it means that I have to open my heart. Mm.
Yeah, of course, the second one.
Exactly,
I
right?
So much more connected with the second one. It's like, yeah, immediately.
Immediately, like, you feel that, right?
Yeah.
Because I'm owning it. I'm owning how I feel, and I'm not just generalizing. And that takes vulnerability.
Yeah.
It really does, right? That's a huge, huge, huge thing. And the last one is to honor ourselves and others. So it's like the saying kind of goes, one eye in and one eye out, like a little teeter-totter in the middle. And balancing in between owning how you feel and owning how the other person is feeling as well. So it's owning your experiences, your emotion, your sensations, your triggers, and honoring theirs as well. Mm. And one other thing that I have to add to that is, under the assumptions, we do say checking our assumptions, but there is one assumption that we can have. And it's assuming that everyone is on their tender edge. Mm. It's very important. Because, like, we could have two people in a circle. One person, I love this, I love using this analogy, because to most people this would sound like, what? But really, it's a great way to check assumption. This person here is saying they really want to eat pizza tonight. And this person here is saying, I need a divorce. We're putting an assumption by saying, the divorce one is more serious. We have no idea the history of the person that's saying they want pizza. They could have had a whole entire life of eating disorders and are now ready to get over it.
Yeah.
And they're going to eat pizza tonight. They're going to have it and enjoy it for what it is.
Yeah.
So we have no idea. So just assuming that someone is on their edge, and we don't want to push them off the cliff, but we're inviting them to take their leap. So being on that edge of your comfort zone, this is that safe place and the safe container to do so. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's the five principles.
Yeah.
Five agreements. Wow. They're so powerful already. I thought also, have you read the book The Four Agreements?
I have.
So it's also the assumption one.
Yeah.
It is. We did one podcast episode about this book, and for me, it's one of the powerful books. That's one of, of course, a big recommendation already. So now again, I just remember it, how powerful it is. Like, no assumptions.
Yeah.
No assumptions.
He's a great author.
Yes.
Don McGovern.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If I said that right.
So if you're holding these circles, how is it for you to be like the observer or the... Mm. I mean, most of the times you're not participate in the games. I mean, also if we are not, like, if there's one person missing in a group. So how's it for you to see all the changes, or how do the people come in different to how they go out? I mean,
most incredible feeling ever.
Ever?
Like, just like witnessing people and witnessing them, you know, go deeper and deeper into this conversation and seeing like people's body language and witnessing that just relax because they're releasing. Mm-hmm. In a safe container, and they're actually able to share and be seen and be heard.
Yeah.
And watching people exchange numbers at the end is like makes me so fulfilled. Like the other night when I hosted one, I heard some voices outside, and I look out and down below because I live up in an apartment, and I look down, and there was people hugging in the street that had just left my circle, and they were still talking, and they're like couldn't leave each other.
Yeah,
it was just like. Community. So for me to witness that is like quite powerful, and I do love participating. I really do. I do find it sometimes hard, to be honest, to like go a little bit back and forth between holding space for everybody and releasing myself. Mm-hmm. So I find I have to be on my edge for kind of both.
Okay.
So it's a really good practice for me. Yeah. I love it. I did that just the other night too. I was participating in every circle of the night.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So it was great. It was.
Yeah. So it was your last circle here in Portugal, right?
Oh. It was quite emotional.
Did you cry at the end?
Pretty much. Other people did.
Yes.
Other people. Oh my God. People were like, "There's like a hole missing in Lagos when you leave."
Yeah.
Like it was just like the acknowledgements about this.
You created,
You
created like group here. Like, you connected the people.
Yeah, and like really connected. Mm-hmm. Not just like a networking, like handshake, this is what this person does, this is what this person does. These people got to know each other at a real level. That's where we connect, right? We don't connect off like this stuff. We connect from this stuff, like this.
Yeah,
from
the heart.
Yeah.
Good feeling.
Yeah.
That's so powerful. I love it. So, when you talk about authentic relating, like, I mean, probably it already came up, but what is on the other side? Like, there's authentic relating, and what is like an unauthentic relating, or what, like, what is the opposite of it, or what is the thing we should, let's say, fix? In kind of ways?
Totally. So that would look something like, how's the weather today? What's your favorite sports team? But like really, seriously, it's more like informational level. It's quite surface talk, small talk.
Okay.
And for those people who are just like, I need something more than small talk, then this is the place for you, right? This is exactly it. But the opposite of that is kind of, well, how the world is currently kind of being today in a way. Like, the divides are happening based on people not being able to check their assumptions. People are not wanting to get curious about each other. That's the other thing.
Mm-hmm.
One of the biggest mentors within the authentic relating community says, people become interesting when you become interested.
Mm-hmm.
And like, if you become interested, if let's say, you know, Facebook arguments, if you become interested in what that person really is wanting to say, what are their core values? What really matters to this person as to why they're saying what they're saying? Rather than just getting offended and assuming something and canceling, the cancel culture, right?
Yeah.
This could help against that, right? So it's really an essential thing, not just for circles, not just for ourselves, but for the world, for life. These five principles can be applied to life.
Do you have an example?
I do. I'm going to give you an example. Okay. Let's say on Facebook. I'll use that one because it's quite a, you know, thing. It's like typically on Facebook, if you say you love apples, everyone's like, you hate oranges. You know, like, what about nectarines? You know, it's kind of like people are assuming so much.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say somebody said something that really... you feel offended by it. You don't really like what they said because of your belief system, right? This is all based on belief and our perception. So if you were to say to that person, hey, when you said that, this is how I felt. I really felt this in my body. I really felt this emotionally. And this is what showed up for me when I read this. And I have an assumption that you, something, 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 fill in that assumption, And is that true? And just really get curious. What's beyond that?
Yeah,
what are they really saying?
Yeah. Or is the assumption even true? I mean, maybe it's not.
No, exactly. That's why we check our assumptions, because we want to know if they're true.
Even on Facebook or in social media in general, it's like, it's so easy to make assumptions and not to just get behind it. I mean, you don't even, it's so hard to feel what the people are saying or meaning on social media, so it's like, go deeper.
Try it.
Yeah.
Totally. Absolutely. Get curious.
Yeah. Mm. So also, I mean, I just want to add on it. For the listeners now on the podcast, what's your tips for them to, if they're like curious, I mean, maybe they already get the point, so, but what is, three tips or one tip at least for authentic relating for them to start now when they're putting off the podcast? How to start authentic?
That's a great question. I love that. So, of course, get curious. The really important thing is when you're communicating with somebody, to listen with your whole self. Observing their body language, the nonverbal communication, observing the energy. What is going on within yourself, your feelings, your emotional body when they're speaking? And their tone of voice, and of course what they're saying. Mm-hmm. But listen with your whole self. Don't plan on speaking. Don't, like if they're saying something and you haven't thought, don't hold on to that thought and think about the thought while they're speaking, because you're not actually listening with your whole self anymore. Mm-hmm. That will come up naturally after. Just be there, present.
Presence.
Yeah.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Definitely. I think that's very important. And again, checking assumptions.
Yeah. Awesome. Great. Okay, back to you. Maybe one more time. How does your authentic relating change after you found it? Like, I mean, a year ago in Bali, you found authentic relating. How was it before?
Oh my God.
I mean, you also said like it's you had these like unauthentic conversations before. How does it change your life?
I used to think as I evolved, of course, I started getting better and doing deeper conversations, but until I found authentic relating, it's like, woo, way deeper. Yeah, so I find that I just have deeper connections with people and instantly.
Yeah.
Right? And I'm able to speak up better with things as well. If I need to share what's going on for me and how something resonates with me with someone, I follow the 5 principles. And it helps me connect with someone and really speak from the heart as well. And within authentic relating, there is some actual nonviolent communication tactics as well. Tactics, I guess you could say, tips, protocols. Yeah. And so there's actually that as well. So that itself has helped me a lot, especially in this day and age.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Great. Why do you host these authentic relating circles? What is your intention behind it? Is there the higher vision?
I know how much it felt to me, and I know how empowered I felt and how deeply connected and heard and seen and felt I felt. And so I want to pay that forward. I want people to get connected.
Yeah.
Deeply, really want people to get connected. I'm seeing and witnessing within the souls of the people that come and the differences that's made in their life already, even in one circle.
Yeah.
It's just, I can't even begin to describe. I could levitate from that vibration I feel. And I'm whoa! It feels so good. So that is the why. It's creating community, connection, communication, helping people get together and find out our similarities rather than our differences. You know, finding out, and again, how the world is going right now. Think of all the divides. We could really have more connection.
Yeah. Speaking about the people who are coming, what type of people coming to the circles? I mean, probably there are also a lot of assumptions out there when they see events like this. So.
Yeah, exactly. People of all walks of life can come to this. So people who are really experts in authentic relating go to circles all the time because it's that place for them to use what they have and really get that deep connection. And people who are completely new into the idea of human connection. I've had people that are typically used to very small talk and are very curious about how to go deeper, and I've had people from both. I've had people that were experts in non-violent communication show up on my circles. I've had people that were also facilitators of authentic relating. I've had people that just know how to go deep in conversation. And I've had people that have never known how to go deep in conversation. It's for everyone.
Yeah. It's for everyone. Great. And it's even for all the travelers. I mean, you also said you're a traveler, so yeah, it's so nice for them.
Right. So important for travelers. Because we're alone, right? So we don't actually get to, like, be all that we are and when we first meet people, because there's that pressure to be toxic positive.
Toxic positive.
Yeah, I call toxic positive. Because if you're not actually feeling that way, I feel like that's toxic, because you're not honoring yourself with how you feel. And so if you're able to just say, hey, I'm actually struggling with this right now. I'm actually feeling triggered, or I'm actually going through this. Somebody who can actually give you that ear to hear you. That is powerful.
Yeah,
we are. So to be real, emotionally,
there should be even more authentic relating circles out there, and for travelers especially.
So. Yep, I intend to do so.
I have to think about it. Okay, what is your future with authentic relating?
Well, now that I'm leaving here. I'm going to be taking it online.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm going to be taking it on Zoom. Okay. There's breakout rooms. It is the perfect platform.
Great.
And most people, like, that's an assumption. See, but there is a bit of a barrier when it comes to virtual. However, with authentic relating and the depths that we go to with conversation, it actually can dissolve that. And there's specific exercises you can do to break past that virtual barrier and still feel deeply connected to others from around the world, different cultures, everything.
Oh, great. Yeah. So how does it change, or how does the games change online?
Maybe some games change.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it's still...
it's still quite similar. Yeah.
So, yeah, if the listeners now are really curious about it, they can join it also online.
You can join my online circles. Yeah.
We will, like, link everything
in
the podcast show notes. So, if someone wants to join, you'd be welcome. I really can recommend it. So, authentic relating with Julie.
Yes! Thank you.
Are there any other projects for the future for you, or?
Actually, in January, I am launching, because I've done this before in person, and I'm launching it online, a self-love embodiment journey. And it is powerful. Yeah, it's really about learning who we really are, untangling the conditioning and the of what we're not, and really discovering and revealing our light.
Wow.
Yeah. Finding the magic in ourselves.
Yeah.
It really is, actually. I'm very proud of it. It's a very good program. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Last question. Last two.
Oh.
Do you have any book, video, podcast recommendations?
I do. I would love to say authentic... The Untethered Soul. The Untethered Soul is an incredible book. It is so powerful. It really helps us to kind of understand who we really are. The second, I would say one about shadows. Understanding our shadow sides and our sub-personalities would be The Dark Side of the Light Chasers by Debbie Ford. The first book is by Michael Eisner. The Dark Side of the Light Chasers by Debbie Ford. Yeah, those two are really... I actually would love to say another one by Michael Eisner, The Surrender Experiment. That's a great book.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, great. Okay, we will also link all of these. I think already in the podcast we did in... I mean, if this podcast is online, it's probably January, and we had a podcast in December, which we already talked also about the Michael Singer book, so it's funny. At the moment, everybody's recommending the Michael Singer book.
Good time for that to come out for people. It's a great
book. So read it.
Yeah, we're in a self-retreat at the moment, right? With all these quarantines and lockdowns, so might as well learn more about ourselves.
I love that. Yeah, a self-retreat. It is.
It is.
Great. Yeah. Okay. Last question, Julie. What are you grateful for right now?
Everything right now. Yeah. Community. Really grateful for community.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just the people that have come along and just, wow.
Yeah.
Yes. Wow. Thank you. Thanks you for sharing all of these, so your story and your wisdom with us. And yeah. Thanks for this podcast interview.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for being here. Namaste.
Namaste.
Thanks for listening and maybe also for watching on YouTube. If you want to see Julie, go to YouTube and yeah, I will link everything and so you can find more information about articulating about Julie and for the project.